The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. It is a delight to welcome you to the program, but it is also a delight to welcome to the program a gubernatorial candidate by the name of Joe Blystone. I have seen his likeness propping up all over the state of Ohio, and I have never had the privilege of meeting Joe, but several friends have met him and are really excited about his candidacy. So, Joe Blystone, it is indeed a privilege to welcome you to Bob Burney Live.
Hi, Bob. How are you? Thanks for having me.
It is my pleasure. It is absolutely my pleasure. And My first question to you is, you've got the Blystone Farm, you're living a good life, you've established a nonprofit Blystone Agricultural Community. What in the world possessed you to throw your hat in the political ring?
Well, Bob, I was looking for the biggest hornet's nest I could jump into, and I think I found it.
I think you have. Have you ever run for political office before?
No, sir, I have not. And then didn't even enter my mind, Bob. You know, I have a good life. I'm blessed. I got a great family. I got a great business, good staff members, and life is good. I always say if you go down the path that God sends you down, he'll bless you, and he has. This all came about last year, Bob. You know, everything that's coming down the pike with our government, taking away our rights and our speech, I think, like myself and many Ohioans, we're just kind of fed up, and we've decided that either we get involved or we need to stop complaining and just accept whatever comes. And I think I've decided that I'm going to be on the good side of history and not the bad side of history here.
Well, you know, the common sense approach in the political world is if you have never had elective office somewhere lower in a city government, community government, you would be uniquely disqualified to have the top political post in the state. I have a feeling that you would say that makes you uniquely qualified because you have not been involved in politics. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but is that kind of the approach that you're taking?
Well, absolutely. And it's working in my favor. The greatest president we've ever had, President Trump, he woke this country up to all the corrupt business and within the political system, and it's been going on for decades. And our current governor here in Ohio, he showed us that our voice means nothing, and he turned his back on not only us but our representatives who carry our voice to Columbus. And so folks around this great state is looking for a representative that will take on this fight and at the end of the day bring the power back to people and take it away from these folks in Columbus.
Well, we're talking with Joe Blystone, who is candidate for governor in the state of Ohio. And, Joe, how long can we have you? Is it possible to have you till the bottom of the hour, or do you need to go before then?
I can hang with you here for a little while, Bob.
Right.
No problem.
All right. Wonderful. Wonderful. You mentioned our current governor, Mike DeWine. We have just been through one of the most chaotic years in modern history. Worldwide, nationwide, statewide. I'm just curious, as you look at how Governor DeWine has handled the pandemic and so forth, what would have been different if Joe Blystone was governor of the state of Ohio rather than Mike DeWine in the way the governor's office handled the pandemic?
Well, wow, that's a big issue, and that's where he really failed the people. You know, I give him several weeks at first to you know, find out what we're dealing with, get some scientific evidence of what's going on, and make some appropriate decisions on how to keep people safe if in fact he even needs to do anything. You know, Bob, this isn't the first pandemic, and it's definitely not going to be the last pandemic. And I ask, and traveling around the state, every group I speak to, I pose this question to them. And the question is, if the media and the government, you know, our local government, didn't push the narrative, would you have even known that there was a pandemic? If you look at the deaths from 2019 to 2020, there's no difference. But glory hallelujah, in 2020, we cured the flu. And when they came out and said that they're a drug that's been used in third world countries for many decades could not be off prescribed by doctors, there's something wrong here. You know, the health of you and I is between ourselves and our doctor, plain and simple. There should be no government intervention in between that relationship. But Governor DeWine thought that he had what's best for us, and obviously he's pushing his narrative and his agenda, and the people are not having it.
So are you saying that if Joe Blystone had been governor, there would not have been a lockdown, a mandatory lockdown in the state of Ohio?
Absolutely. There would have been no lockdown. You know, he picked winners and losers. Big conglomerate corporations he held up high, and he deemed them essential, while mom-and-pop businesses he deemed non-essential. Mm-hmm. Many mom-and-pop businesses that, you know, they've struggled to build a business over decades, they closed up, and many businesses will never open again because his decisions. And then he locked down the nursing homes. You know, Bob, it's heinous what he did as far as moms, dads, grandmas, grandpas, they died in these nursing homes alone with no children at their side, no parents, no priest, no pastor. They died in there alone, Bob, because of his mandate. I don't care if they put a hazmat suit on you. They should have let people in there to be with their loved ones. But he took that away from them, and these people died in there alone.
We're talking with Joe Blystone, who is a candidate for governor. I've got to take a quick break. Joe, that's the nature of radio. Quick break, and then we'll come back and we will continue our discussion with Joe Blystone, candidate for governor here in the state of Ohio. Stay tuned. Bob Burney Live will continue.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview. This is Bob Burney Live.
And we welcome back to the program Joe Blystone, candidate for governor here in the state of Ohio, an Ohio native, born in East Liverpool, Ohio, successful businessman, and I assume in a moment of complete insanity decided to run for governor. Joe, again, welcome to the program.
You bet. Thanks for having me, Bob.
All right. I want to speak about some specific issues. Where do you stand on the life issue, on abortion?
Well, Bob, it's interesting because a lot of conservative, well, they call themselves conservative Republicans, the default on abortion is pro-life. Pro-life, if you really look into what pro-life is, pro-life allows 23,000 plus unborn babies to be killed in this state every year. I can't be on board with that. I think we need to abolish abortion completely. I think we not only need to abolish abortion, but we need to defund it, and we need to fund adoption. It seems we have a lot of kids that need good homes out there. They need permanent parents. They need people who love and will care for them, and we have a lot in the system, a lot of great kids. And I think we need to spend our money a little more wisely and maybe fund the adoption side of it. Mm-hmm. And get away and get completely away from funding the abortion side.
So I would take it then, if you had been governor, you would have signed the heartbeat bill?
Well, not in the language it is currently written in. The heartbeat bill has no T. It sounds good on the face of it, but that bill, it doesn't have any T. So that bill would have to be rewritten for me to sign a bill like that. Because, again, that bill would still allow babies unborn to be aborted here in this state.
Okay. How specifically would you want it to be rewritten?
Well, if you dig into that bill, it allows we're getting into technical terms like the technician that's actually looking for the heartbeat. Mm-hmm. It's basically the best effort put forward. Well, what does that even mean, the best effort? Well, the best effort means that the technician could stand on one side of the room and the young gal could be on the other side of the room and they could say that was the best effort. And that's the kind of language that bill allows. There is no teeth to it, so it really doesn't mean anything. If you're looking for a heartbeat and you're, 10 paces away, what's the point of the bill?
Okay. And I knew our time would go very quickly. If Joe Blystone is elected governor of the state of Ohio, what are the top priorities in the Blystone administration in the first 100 days in office?
Well, obviously the one of the first things, it'll be time for the budget. We have to make the government work for people again in this state. For some reason, we've got a little bit turned around, and the government thinks that the people work for it, and it's just not set up that way. We need smaller government. We have to rein in on the taxes in this state. The folks in this state are taxed to death, and my gosh, it's hard to enjoy life when the mother and the father have to go to make ends meet to pay all the taxes in this state. So I think there's, in looking at our budget, there's many different issues that we should be able to rein in the spending and actually manage the taxpayers' money to where, you know, there's more money back in their pocket and they're not strapped so tight.
Do you think that you could work with the legislature to get those things accomplished?
You know, I think I can, Bob. We saw Trump when he went to Washington, and obviously everybody said, well, he's not going to get elected, and he did. And he was able to maneuver and strategize and get a lot done. And legislators that wanted to railroad him, he called them out in public. And that's what I would do in this state. I would make sure that the legislators that would get in the way and would be working against what needs done, we would call them out in public and make sure that whoever they represented in their district, they would know what their representative was doing. And that makes them uncomfortable. But that's the kind of environment we're in today. These legislators need to feel uncomfortable so they start getting things done that benefits the folks here in Ohio.
Our time is just about gone with Joe Blystone. The best way to find out more about you and your campaign, would that be blystoneforgovernor.com?
Yes, sir. Check out our website. You can go on there. You can volunteer. You can donate. You can see our policies. Also, visit us on social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, Parler. We have folks that are working all those different platforms.
And that's Blystone, Blystone, blystoneforgovernor.com. And Joe, I am very, very appreciative of your time today. I know you're incredibly busy. As we get closer to the primary and so forth, I'd love to have you back on.
Absolutely, Bob. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Joe Blystone, you can find out more, blystoneforgovernor.com. Again, Joe, thank you. God bless.